And here are the latest numbers from the World Health Organization on the new coronavirus. COVID-19 has spread to more than 75,000 people around the world, mostly in China, and more than 2,100 people have died. That includes two Japanese passengers from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which has been docked in Yokohama. Hundreds of people have left the ship so far, with the quarantine now officially over, but many are still on board. Several hundred Americans from the ship are now in quarantine in the U.S., including Rachel and Tyler Torres. They were on their honeymoon when they were quarantined for almost 2 weeks on board the Diamond Princess before being evacuated Sunday to Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. And that's where they join us from. Rachel and Tyler, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, sure thing.
So you were on that evacuation flight to the United States that it turned out had 14 infected people on it. Are you worried at this point that you may have contracted COVID-19 on that plane?
So we're not all that worried just because we wore masks for the whole time. The only concern that we had is just because it was a 12-hour flight. There was water and food that was supplied to us. And so there was those brief periods where we took off our masks.
They are going to be testing us through the CDC too. So.
And when was the last time you were tested?
We were on that first 273 on the boat that got tested, and we came back negative.
Mm-hmm. Were you worried when you were on the boat that you were, even if you were quarantined in your cabin, that you would be exposed through the air somehow?
Not so much on the boat. We felt relatively safe just because we took extra precautions. We made sure to wash our hands after touching everything and anything. Anytime we had our outside time, we just stuck our hands in our pockets and stayed away from people.
What was that like to be quarantined on that ship for so long?
It was kind of interesting. It was a little bit of an emotional roller coaster. We kind of went through some ups and downs, but we made friends with the people kind of across the hallway from us and then next door to us. So we were able to kind of meet a lot of new people that we wouldn't have necessarily before, especially via social media and emails.
You were just meeting them digitally?
Yes, and then just through brief periods when we would open our doors to the hallway during mealtimes. So we were able to kind of see people and kind of talk to them. Our friends are now from the UK, and then there's some other people from California who were both across the hallway.
So Australia.
We would email them pictures of what it was like outside because we had a balcony, which really helped us a lot on the boat, and they were in interior staterooms, so we would send them pictures.
Well, and how does that work to have mealtime on that boat? Do you stay away from people? Do you have the mask on the whole time?
So the way that they did it, everybody was confined to their rooms. They had the kitchen still cooked as usual, and then all of a sudden they had room service three times a day to like 1,200 rooms. Wow. So that was a little bit of a logistical nightmare, but they really nailed it down after a couple of days.
Now, they offered you a choice. You could either finish the quarantine on the ship or come back and do a two-week quarantine in the U.S. Why did you decide to come back?
Yeah, that was a little bit of a tough choice for us. When we first got the email from the embassy, in a nutshell, it said, hey, we're bringing two flights over here. We're going to test you before you get on the flight, but you won't get your results until you land. And by the way, if you don't come, you won't be able to come back into the United States for, quote unquote, a period of time. So that was enough for us to just say, you know, maybe we should just cut our losses because there's more cases on this boat. We're probably going to get exposed in the plane. Let's just get it over with. If we're going to get sick, go to the hospital, get it done with, go home.
And do you think you made the right choice?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we did. Now, the CDC and the military and the DMAT have been doing really a wonderful job of keeping us safe and healthy. Quarantine here is a little bit stricter than it was on the cruise ship. So we're really hopeful that this time the quarantine will work and that people will stay healthy over here.
And what's the quarantine like there at the base? I assume you're not getting room service multiple times a day, or are you?
The fun thing is, yeah, we actually are.
Okay.
So the people who are in disaster management teams, they're coming around a couple times a day. Sometimes they bring sodas, waters, and it's nice because on the ship, you know, we can have one or two of everything. But here, if you ask for more water, they'll give you a whole pack if you want it. They just have an endless supply, it seems like. And I think they contracted out with some company to bring us foods because it's been really good. They've got laundry service that, oops, I completely forgot about today. There's trash that we can put out. And every time somebody comes to the door, they're in full hazmat suits. We just wear our mask and stay inside our room. They're working on a way to get us outside, though.
Do you think that when you return home, finally, that people are going to be scared to come into contact with you for a period of time.
I think that kind of hit me today, just that there might be a stigma around us having been on that boat. And I know a lot of people may have some fear about the coronavirus just because there's not a lot of information out there right now. Obviously, the CDC wouldn't release us from this base if they didn't believe that we were safe to walk around in public. They don't want us spreading this any more than we want to spread this to people. So I'm a little concerned, but we're hoping that through these interviews, we'll give kind of a personal face to the people who have been on the boat, and we're hoping to kind of reduce that stigma.
What about your employment situation? Are you going to be okay having been off of work for so long?
Yeah, so I just graduated from a master's program for occupational therapy. So I was actually supposed to start my first career job on Monday. So they've agreed to delay my start date, which has been awesome. And I'm just excited to go back and start.
And then for me, I work at a big hospital in Dallas.
So they get it. It's healthcare.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm a nurse, and it's easy for me to get off in the first place. And then two, I just emailed my boss, said, "Hey, so I'm kind of stuck for 2 weeks." She said, "Okay, all right, keep me updated." And then 2 weeks later, "Hey, I'm going to be another 2 weeks." They've been really understanding with it, and it's kind of nice to be able to have that kind of support.
So how much of this experience are you on the hook for? Or do you have any idea if you're going to have to pay for any of it?
Actually, you know, we joke, you know, awful honeymoon and whatnot, but it's actually kind of nice because Princess refunded us 100% and gave us another free cruise up to the value that we paid. So we got a free honeymoon out of it.
Which has helped a lot, you know, with like the lost wages since we've been in quarantine.
Yeah, we had a month of quarantine, so that one's not that fun, but it could always be worse. We're keeping our heads up about it.
So do you think that you're going to go on another cruise after this?
Absolutely, especially if it's free.
Yeah. A long time from now.
Maybe a few road trips first.
That is Rachel and Tyler Torres, who are quarantined right now at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. They were quarantined before that on the Diamond Princess cruise ship that remains docked off of Japan. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck. I hope you can get back to normal life soon.
Yeah, thanks so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much.